okay. Fill in the middle with a name. It's Carlos and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say today. I say we hear what we have to say today. It's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in. Fill it in. Yeah.
My outsides are cool, my insides are blue. Every time I think I'm through, it's because of you.
What song is that?
Wow. Wow.
I don't know that song off the top of my head.
Oh.
You're gonna have to tell me.
Oh, dear. Well, I'll continue singing and figure it out. I tried different things, but it's all the same. At the end of the day, oh, okay. I have myself to blame. Damn, I'm tripping. You can fix your hair if you won't grow. You can buy your hair if you won't grow. You can fix your nose if you say so. You can buy all the makeup the Mac can bring, buddy.
You can look inside you.
Find out who am I to be in the position to make it feel so damn I'm pretty.
That's a great song.
Fantastic song.
You know what? Like, that's got to be one of the more, like, underrated
R&B songs. Are you
kidding?
Are you kidding? Unbelievable. Like, that is the anthem for insecurity.
I don't feel like
And they don't make R&B songs like that anymore.
People don't give TLC enough credit.
And they had a monster, like, that was like TLC at their prime. They teared it up.
Yeah.
With that album. No Scrubs is on that album. And they won Best R&B Album, I believe.
Yeah,
that year.
Huge. I think TLC is easily going to go down as, like, one of the best R&B groups of all time.
I think they're the greatest girl group of all time. You can make a debate, but I think statistically-wise, I think they actually have the number one spot.
I can't think of anyone...
You can argue Spice Girls.
Okay.
You could make the argument.
For international, then,
but
yeah.
But international?
I would think so.
I think
the Spice Girls would be like...
And
the Spice Girls actually had a couple of R&B hits, which is even... Yeah, a couple of, like, really decent, good R&B
I
hits.
Agree.
So it's like, you can't even hate on them.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think in terms of girl groups, I don't know. I think TLC is the GOAT.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
So... You gonna give the introduction?
Young world. I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Welcome to another week, another edition. But this week, this week's something special, baby.
Yeah, this one's super special.
This one's all kinds of special, baby.
One tweezy.
Ah, shit.
Episode one tweezy.
This
for
episode
everyone knows.
For all you ladies out there that's listening to this episode, need y'all to lay down. Get on the negligees. Get ready to laugh your ass off, girl. Because this episode's not sexually inducing. This is the R&B One Tweezy episode, baby.
Hotel, woo! Hotel One Tweezy, baby.
Hotel One Tweezy. We can do it anywhere. I'm talking about the shower.
Both of our bodies dripping wet.
Hey.
Yo, that song's actually live, man.
It's a really good song.
You know what? I think that was like one of the most funniest songs here.
Really?
It was like, damn. You guys are talking fast. You know, you say anything, you're talking fast and talking real low.
Yeah.
But as soon as like.
I think, what's the one song? Let me look you up and down till you. Every time I hear that old, I hear the chorus and I'm like, wow. This song was a number one hit, huh? We're all perverted. We're all perverts because of R&B.
Hey,
Well, hey. You know what, Ryan? Say hi to the children first before we get it all.
What's going on, everybody? You know, it's Ryan from The Blank. Carlson and I are definitely excited about today's episode because we've definitely spoken about this thousands of times throughout our episodes, and it's something special to us.
Talk to them in an R&B voice.
And, you know, it's unfortunate that we got to do this, baby. But I got to be with you. And there all the time, baby. You don't have to go. You could be here with me. And we truly love you for being here for another episode. And Carlson and I are going to serenade you and be with you for the rest of this episode.
The very first time that I heard you like The Blank, my goodness, all I did was thank you for your viewership. And baby, you look so fine. Baby, you're looking like a damn dime. I think today's my lucky day. And if I ever fall in love again, I will be sure that the lady is a friend. And if I ever...
Give it up. Give it up, everybody. Oh, my God. Damn.
And that was only just the first part.
That was a classic.
That was like a...
It's too bold. Those guys are like, what is it, Shay?
Shay.
Shay or Shy?
Yeah, why didn't they get enough?
I don't know, man. But that song, I think, goes down as like one of the most iconic.
One of the greatest R&B songs like ever. And it's not even like it's them doing the a cappella.
Yeah. It's not like the OG version. Yeah. And then like anybody who tried it afterwards, because I think like there was versions of it where like Boyz II Men came out and did one. I think even like Jodeci came out and did one.
Holy
I think at
shit.
One point, like even Drew Hill came out, and like that was like the epitome of like a classic R&B song during that time.
Oh my God!
So,
Jodeci, Jodeci is a problem. If I was ever nervous about my girl being at a concert, it's a Jodeci concert for sure.
Well, you know what's funny?
Yeah.
So like, I remember I was talking to one of my colleagues, and she grew up during that era where like the '80s was like late '80s, early '90s, where she was going to Jodeci concerts. And she always said to me, she was like, Ryan, like, you can't imagine how hype it was, but the two main guys,
Casey and JoJo,
were not good looking dudes. That's what she told me.
Casey and JoJo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, they weren't good looking dudes.
No. Well, like, I mean, I will tell you why she felt that way. And there's only one reason in that group. And the man's name is Devontae Swing.
Oh, okay.
He was a fucking problem.
As in?
He is... Ryan?
Like you problem. Like Carlos 2023 problem?
Oh, Ryan. Oh, no.
Worse.
Far worse. Ryan, I'm just the freaking, I'm just a cold. I'm just a sniffle in comparison to him. He's the black plague.
Gotta give yourself more credit.
No. Devontae Swing is bro, if there's any person I'm insecure, if my girl was around a person and I'd feel insecure about it, unpretty, if you will.
Ooh.
It's Devontae Swing.
Damn.
And he's not really a great singer, but he did write and produce a lot of the Jodeci tracks.
Oh, he's talented, though.
So he's a very talented guy. But,
people love talent.
Oh, yeah. And the way he looks? Shit. Take it all. Take my girl. I lost her. Hey. She's gone.
Hey.
Okay. Hold on. Before we get into more R&B, which we will, it'll be an R&B-induced episode. I got to get something off my chest. Do you know who Carly Russell is?
No idea.
Okay.
I've never heard of that name.
So, it's not a famous person. Well, she's famous as of recent because of what she did.
Carly Russell? Okay.
So, this is Alabama, I believe. The cops
Bama,
get
baby.
A... Yeah. Shout out. The cops get a phone call at around 9 o'clock, and it's from Carly. And she's calling the cops saying there is a child running on the interstate highway. Now, that's like, okay, that's a huge what the fuck is going on there.
Sounds like she's a savior.
She's like, yeah, she's going to save the kid.
Okay.
And the call disconnects.
Oh, shit.
So then it's like, oh, shit's getting real. What's going on here? So the cops go to the scene. Carly is nowhere to be found. The child's nowhere to be found.
All right.
And Carly has officially gone missing.
What?
She goes missing for about 2 days.
When did this happen?
Like, I don't know, like a few weeks ago.
Okay.
But the news came out like just recently. So Carly turns up at her parents' house. She's safe. Everything's okay. She's not harmed. She's fine.
Okay.
They cops interview her. Hey, what happened? Glad to hear you're okay. What happened to you? What exactly is going on?
Where's the baby?
Where's the
where's the
goddamn
baby? That's the first question that needs to be answered. Where's the baby?
So, according to her, she lost the baby. Like, she couldn't find the kid. But she was taken by a dude in an 18-wheeler truck.
She was?
She was. Carly. That's why she was missing for 2 days.
All right.
And so they, that's their lead. They're like, okay, we need to investigate this man. We need to find this dude that did it. So they're investigating Carly's things. And on her internet searches, she searched up, do you have to pay for Amber Alerts? She also searched up, how do you take money from a cash register without getting caught?
What? Does they say how old this lady is?
She's roughly around, like, I believe, like, 19, 18, or 20.
Oh, so she's, like,
she's
in
like
her
early 20s, early
late
20s.
Late teens, yeah. Early 20s. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And a lot of searches of the movie Taken were done. So nothing has concrete has come out, but it's safe to assume that she faked the whole kidnapping and the child thing. Now, young world, hear me and hear me out. In the United States of America, there is a bit of an epidemic of black women gone missing. It's a pretty big deal over there. To use that for your own amusement and to either run away, pretty fucked up thing to do. You're wasting cop resources so they can actually find these missing women or solve real crimes. You're concerning your parents, your family, your friends. And you're a fucking idiot for the Google search thing.
Yes, definitely.
That was a huge, what the fuck were you thinking? Now, I'm going to say this. Carly, if you so happen to be watching or listening, now, again, nothing concrete or whether she fixed it, but, I mean, the evidence is pretty damning, if I say so myself. Carly. I'm rarely speechless in terms of this segment. Rarely. I have a lot to say. But with this one... I'm pretty speechless right now. I have literally no words.
So she make the squad?
Without question.
She make
the squad? It's not even up for debate. Carly, welcome to some people's kids.
So I have a few questions.
Yeah,
now.
Go ahead,
okay,
please.
So there probably isn't enough like sufficient evidence to know exactly what happened, mm-hmm. but from what has been found and what has been given to the public, she faked this kid running on the highway,
mm-hmm.
and then she went missing for 2 days.
Yes.
And then wanted to, I guess, like stir up some sort of like news about her. Like to, was she trying to make money somehow? Carly? Carly, what are you doing, girl? Come on. I don't know. I don't know where this shit's coming from. That's got to be the weirdest shit I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
So We need to keep an update. We need to keep our listeners an update for that one, because that's a real interesting story. Like, what are you doing? What is you doing, baby? Mm. What is you doing, baby?
What is you doing, baby?
That's, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. We'll move on with the show. Rhythm and Blues.
I'll say it first before we jump into it.
Oh, yeah.
I think it falls into that factor. And then I think it affects certain people that happen to be listening as well.
Yes, please.
So, you know, we recently got some really sad news over the last couple of days. I think it was like about 2 days ago it happened, or maybe yesterday. But near and dear to Carlos and I, and we've spoken about this place multiple times on our podcast. If you know us in any sort of capacity, we love going to this bar. Tons of fun, tons of memories, just us being there and listening to good music. And like R&B was such a big part of that place, that, you know, the unfortunate news that one of the co-owners of the place happened to pass away, as of recent. So, Oliver, rest in peace, brother.
This episode's dedicated to you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, definitely dedicated to you. And for those who don't know what we're talking about, Cold Tea, the old school Kensington, little hidden, beautiful bar in itself, and now the big, wonderful place on Queen Street, runs a Sunday party every Sunday, so go check it out if you haven't. But rest in peace to you, brother. That's actually real sad. You know, battles with cancer, it's never an easy thing, and... I was thinking about it the whole day today, and like the amount of memories that me and Carlos have at that place of just like chilling and like talking to him.
And genuinely, and, like, it's like having fun.
Yeah.
Having like fun. You don't really like, you know, running amok in a bar and just like dancing to great music. Even like to like the deep cuts of R&B songs, like songs that are not as popular, that we would blast and like listen to. And even that one night where he gave us the, you know, he let me plug in the phone and we just blast music. Yeah, I have nothing but great things to say about Cold Tea. Always has a place in my heart. And Oliver was nothing but stand up to us every time we came in. Always a cool dude. Rest in peace. This episode is dedicated to you, man. And, you know, see you on the other side.
It's crazy because the amount of people that like one person like that affects in a city like Toronto. And Toronto is like it's a big city.
Yes.
It realistically is. Like, it's small, but it's big at the exact same time. And a lot of people know each other, especially if you're in that industry, like the bar industry or the art industry, or even just like throwing parties and stuff like that. You get to know people. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, even when Carlos and I are around, we would recognize the regulars that would go to these bars, and like we'd sometimes even have conversations with them.
Security would recognize us,
the amount of effect that one individual has on a whole city that is into R&B music, that is into, you know, like fun bars like speakeasies, and just being a good person overall, and then giving value to community, especially in Kensington and now Queen Street. It's sad to see people go in that sort of sense, and it's sad to see someone that has so much effect on, you know, the world in itself, and, you know, Toronto as a city. It's just one of those moments where you really have to kind of sit back and be like, you know, we lost someone great a couple days ago. You know, I didn't really know him personally like that, but we've had full conversations, and, you know, I know Carlos has, you know, met him a bunch of times. Like, Carl, you know, one of the greatest nights is just him giving us the ability to play our own music. And, you know, like some of the music that I still listen to today, I found at Cold Tea, right? So it's like, it's a crazy, crazy thing. Always going to be memories in our hearts. And, you know, rest in peace to you, brother. And, you know, condolences to the family. Because it's a tough, 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 tough situation. But, you know, to speak on a lighter note and sort of the transition over to what we wanted to get into, and everyone can tell by now it's an R&B episode.
Yeah.
I just wanted to kind of get that out there because he was a good part of, you know, us being out and as a young adult and going out and having fun and listening to good music. So, you know, dedicated to you this episode. And yeah, R&B though.
R&B, baby.
You know what's...
Rhythm and blues. Rhythm and blues.
I know. Okay, so Carlos, dear to my heart, he showed me High Five. I didn't know High Five like growing up. I guess they just weren't that big in comparison to the other R&B groups that I was listening to.
The one song was their biggest song.
And then when we went to Cold Tea one night, I remember one of the guys, I guess, that co-owns it or something like that, or he was there, he was like, yo, play this one song by Tony Thompson. And I didn't know who Tony Thompson was until after Carlos mentioned it. So I'm like, oh, this guy went solo at one point.
Yeah.
And then I hear the song, and then I remember being like, oh, my God, how did I've never heard this song in my entire life, but it's like the most bumpinest 90s R&B music ever. So then it brought me into a whole night. I remember I went home and I looked up Tony Thompson's like first album, like solo album. And I remember listening to the songs. I'm like, yo, this guy was dope.
Mm.
You know, and unfortunately, he came to a sad ending. I think he passed away in like a trash can or something like that.
I think he OD'd or something.
He OD'd in some drugs and they found him behind a trash can. But honestly, that's one of the stories that I always remember about Cold Tea, and it introduced me to Tony Thompson's music. So if you haven't heard of Tony Thompson, go look him up. One of those people that was probably taken too soon, but produced some of the best R&B music while he was alive. So.
Suggest the song.
It was
Sing It.
Love Like That.
Sing the chorus. Sing the chorus.
I want a baby girl like you. I want a girl that turns me on. Over and over. And then, yeah, no, he's such a beast, man. Like, it was crazy. So I remember, yeah, like, that's one of those memories that holds dear to my heart. And I remember it to this day. You know what I mean? It's crazy to think about. So
R&B.
What's like one of your favorite memories at Cold Tea?
Cold Tea?
If you can remember.
Well, I mean,
that has R&B, like, in.
Well, I mean, that one night where it was me, Sherwin, and Victoria. We weren't even planning on going to, like, Cold Tea. I think we just, like, I think we were trying to go to Big Trouble, but then it got packed. And we ended up just stumbling to Cold Tea. And it wasn't, like, a busy night that night. And we were just singing along to the songs. And then Oliver was there that night, and he's like, yo, you guys want to plug in your music? I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah. And then we played like more R&B, and we were just like blasting it and then singing along at the bar. And then people, the few people that were there, were like looking at us like crazy. And we were just like, you know, singing the night away, man. I think we were even like blasting like 70s like R&B, yeah, like the old school, and like even like singing it word for word. And Oliver was just like looking at us like we're crazy. Like, yeah, man. No, it was a good time. Yeah, it was like one of the best moments I've had. Probably the best moment I've had at that bar, because it was like so subtle, but like at the same time, it meant a lot because it was so fun. Yeah. That was one of my favorite moments.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to have a few debates here.
All right. I like it.
All right.
I like the debating.
GOAT R&B group.
NSYNC.
What the f- Hold on. Are you trying to piss me off? NSYNC.
Justin Timberlake.
Man.
Justin Timberlake
and
Company.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Justin Timberlake and Company. Unbelievable. Wow. NSYNC.
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
I was going to
say. I thought that was.
I was going to say. Like, what the. Cut the camera.
Get this guy out of here.
Oh, my God.
Is there like.
Like, it's not limited to gender. It's not limited to gender.
Is there two in your head that you can think of that are like conflicting? Or is there one like. For
oh,
sure,
go to.
Common,
there's
go
a few
to.
That come up. I mean, you can argue, you know, your Boys to Men's, well, your TLC, SWV,
yep,
huge, New Edition. Who else would be up there? Pretty
One
Ricky,
tweezy. Pretty.
What? You don't like Pretty Ricky?
Pretty Ricky.
Grind with me. Relax your mind, take your time with me. They're probably like one of the raunchiest groups I've ever heard, ever. It's
crazy because when those guys came out in like the early 2000s or like the mid 2000s, like their music was so different from like what R&B or like what we think is traditional R&B. But I, you know what, I can't lie, like that was a catchy ass song.
Bro, I still listen to that song. Your, you know the song Your Body. I still listen to that song to this day. One of the best R&B songs I've ever heard.
Pretty Ricky,
My
eh?
Body. No, I don't think Pretty Ricky's up there. But didn't they're really
they,
good.
Didn't they do like a comeback with the rest of them?
They did a comeback show? They did like a whole tour.
That's crazy.
Yeah. B2K was on the tour.
B2K.
That's a big one. Yeah. Gosh. Who else is up there in terms of groups?
I
don't know,
man. I think like, well, you missed Drew Hill, obviously.
Well, I mean, that was intentional.
One tweezy.
Well, Drew Hill should
Drew
be.
Hill, second again.
Oh, Drew Hill should
and then
be missed.
Drew Hill.
Yeah.
Drew Hill.
Yeah.
Cisco and Company.
Yeah.
And then Drew Hill.
Yeah.
And then Dylon and yeah. Cisco and Company.
Dylon? Is he not a rapper from making the band? Yeah, no. Drew Hill was missed intentionally because, well, they're not that good. Beauty is a That's all I know. And fuck that group. Yeah, fuck them. What? Do you think they'd be remembered if it wasn't for the Thong song? Huh? And it wasn't even the...
I don't even think people remember them because of the Thong song. I think they only remember Cisco because of the Thong song.
Right.
They don't get enough credit, that's for sure.
For what?
They definitely don't.
No, you know, and he wasn't even Cisco wasn't even the best singer in that group. It was that fat dude.
Woody, I think his name was.
Is that his name? Woody?
Maybe Woody? Mm. I don't know. I got to look that up again. But
whatever. And Cisco was too much. Have you ever seen that man perform back in the day?
He was definitely an entertainer.
He was too much.
But that was the era when like R&B was very like subtle. Like, you know, the craziest amount of dancing was like the New Edition dancing. Like the, if it isn't love.
Why do I feel
it was like that, but like Cisco was like that first come out, entertain, like take my shirt off, like pour a water bottle over his head. Girls loved him.
What was that necessary?
Hey, girls loved him.
What, he couldn't have money to afford the raining effects? Of course, of course, he'd take a water bottle. Hey. My favorite part of Cisco's career is when he went on 106 in Park and said that he was the best entertainer in R&B. And then Usher came through and was like, okay, slowly roll, little boy.
Yeah, that one's a tough one.
Come on, Cisco. Yeah, come
that's
on.
That's a tough one.
Come on. You're going to face against You Make Me Wanna? Yeah. Huh? You're going to face against Burn? Yeah. Confessions?
No, there's no way that.
Come on.
If you take both discographies, like, I'm a huge
Usher
fan of Cisco.
Usher would slap.
Well, I think 99 times out of 10, yeah, or 99 times out of 100, you can't argue that whatsoever. But
yeah,
if you are a fan of Cisco, he had some absolute fucking bangers.
He had a few in there. Unleash the Dragon was a good one.
Yeah, Unleash the Dragon, Incomplete.
Incomplete.
Like... Yeah, no, he had some
he had
nasty
few,
ones.
Had a few bangers. Yeah,
but
yeah.
You can't compete with Usher. Usher's going to go down as like a goat.
Oh, my God. You can make it
as a legitimate.
And
I would
debate he's the king of R&B.
To hear anybody's opinion about who the goat is, because that's an interesting.
You could make the debate that Usher is the king of R&B. You could make the debate.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anyone would really dispute it too much.
I was thinking this the other day. I'm like, when we're talking about like some of the all-time greats, like, would you put Michael Jackson in R&B are only pop?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't think so.
So you think that he would be like an enough claim to be like
an R&B artist?
An R&B artist and one of the greats. Like top five.
Well, when I think of R&B, Michael, I think of songs like, what is that supposed to mean? Why are you laughing?
It was
cute. This has nothing to do with the complexion of his skin. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
So you could argue songs like Rock With You.
Yeah. Huge.
Remember the Time.
Yep.
What other R&B songs does he have under his belt?
I would like consider like She's Out of My Life.
She's Out of My Life is also
like, that's
there.
A huge one.
That's a massive one.
You know.
You know.
Pretty much all the ones that are written by R. Kelly.
You Are Not Alone is up there, even though it was written by the name that shall not be mentioned. You can
name that should not be mentioned in this episode. We can't say his name.
Listen, y'all can judge all you want, but you know, You Are Not Alone, written by R. Kelly and produced, by R. Kelly. First song ever to debut at number one.
Damn.
You guys did that.
Damn.
So judge all you want. You like the song too. Anyway. Damn. But yeah, I think he's contributed quite a bit to R&B, so you can definitely make the debate.
I think like
even like people may not see it. Like, you can argue Prince.
Yeah, huge.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, yeah, there's a lot of names in there.
Yeah, there's I feel like there was a lot of names that when we think about R&B, especially at our age, we're, like, thinking about the 90s, early 90s, maybe a little bit of the late 80s to, you know, 2010. I'm thinking around that time, like, that 20 years. But, you know, there's a lot of people, like, I was thinking about Marvin Gaye.
Oh, yes.
Smokey Robinson.
Yes.
Like, a lot of these older names that sort of set.
Teddy Pendergrass.
Teddy Pendergrass. Ooh.
Teddy Pendergrass.
Hey, Barry White.
Ooh. I'm going to listen to some of that on my way.
Go check out our Barry White episode.
Oh, dear. Barry White? Woof.
A lot of these like older names that kids nowadays don't even know about. I didn't really know about them until I got older, right? Mm. To discover that type of music and to go back and try to listen to some of it and be like, where did the music that I hold near and dear to my heart, where does it come from?
Mm.
So don't miss out on that kind of stuff if you're an R&B fan.
Please explore. Trust me.
Go look it up.
Yeah.
Like,
don't be in a bubble, you know? Explore. Absolutely. All right, man. You're on an island.
Okay.
Shipwreck. Pretty rough. And no other survivors. Except for this one dude who was really talkative on the boat, but you killed him because he was very annoying. And
why did I kill him?
Huh?
He was annoying.
Yeah, he was annoying as shit. It was just like, dude, shut up. And you thought that the rock wasn't as heavy as you thought, but oh fuck, it was actually a lot heavier. Like, whoops, sorry.
Downward swing.
Yeah, exactly. There are only 3 R&B albums you can bring with you, 3, to listen to for the rest of your life.
Damn.
And you can play it, you know, start up a fire, you know, make some s'mores because there's some food on the boat.
Damn.
The body's rotten because you have nowhere to bury it.
Damn.
So what 3 albums? What are 3 R&B albums? What 3 R&B albums?
Well, honestly, like, one of my favorite R&B albums of all time is definitely Enter the Drew by Drew Hill. So I'm taking that 100%. The journey that I went to go try to find that CD in Toronto out of, like, the 5 or 6 used CD places that I had to walk around. And, yes, I buy CDs.
You should drown yourself.
Old school tip.
You should probably drown yourself.
You should just take that one CD and take it to the sea and never come back.
Yeah, just drown you. You should have drowned yourself on the island.
There's definitely that.
Yeah.
I would like to say probably one of the Usher 8701.
Which one?
8701, I would like to say. Yeah, that one. That one's a pretty... Okay. That's pretty like good. Early 2000s Usher. Like, you don't have to call.
That was his... No, that wasn't the debut. Sorry.
You don't have to call.
Yeah, like, that was a good...
That was like... That era of Usher was like a super, super...
You Remind Me?
Classic. Yeah, You Remind Me. Like, nuts. Like, I like Climax Usher. I like, you know, Lovers and Friends Usher
but
and that kind
that
of
era.
That was just like early 2000s Usher was stupid.
When Confessions came out?
Yeah. Confessions? Oh my God. Like that era. So that's definitely one of them.
In my opinion, that's his greatest work.
Yeah.
Definitely. I believe Confessions is his greatest work.
I've been getting I've been getting actually a little bit into his earlier CD, like his
like
very first
kid?
CD. Yeah, when he was like 16 or like 15.
It was good. There was one song that was on what's the name of the movie? Above the Rim. There was one song that made it on the album. I forget the name of the song, but it was actually a really good song. He was a kid for that song. And, it was a really good song, man. Dude could sing.
Yeah, his very whole good. Life.
Whole
man.
Life.
Like if people haven't seen it yet, the NPR.
Huh.
That was
one
like
of the best ones out there. I mean,
ridiculous.
Unreal.
Ridiculous.
Unreal. I can't believe those people didn't have to pay to see that shit.
Funny story, because Carlos is like, he messages me one day at like 1 p.m. or something, like on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, Usher did an NPR. And then I was already watching it at the time. I'm like sitting there crying. I'm like, oh, God.
It's beautiful.
Oh, I think I watched that thing 3 times back to back.
So good, man.
Yeah.
And so good. Yeah, you know, so Usher's doing that residency
in Vegas. Yes.
So there was a video that came out this week that I died of laughter of. So basically people were giving Usher shit because... usually when Usher would walk in the crowd, he would only sing to the celebrities. So he was walking, passing by a fan this time around, and she starts like hugging his face, like hugging him. She's like screaming out the top of her lungs, and he's just standing there just like...
That's 100% Usher thing.
Yeah, like, yeah. Look at that. Let me see if I can find the photo real quick. Like, it's just like
that's so funny.
It's like, oh my god, why would look? You couldn't keep your cool. Even the security in the back were just like, okay, ease up a little bit. Like, look at.
You know what though? But I've seen Usher like pull random ladies. Oh my god, that's so funny.
Like, guys, come on. All right.
That's so good. If you're gonna, that's a great picture. That's actually like such a moment in time.
It's like, look at this shit. Yeah. guys, come on. All right. If you're gonna, like, if I understand it's Usher. I get it. I know. But like, keep your composure. And there's a whole video about it. But
hey, it would be hard, man.
I get it.
Like, you ever seen those videos of Usher? He goes up and he pulls like a random lady off this, like, off the audience, and he like sits them on one of those sex couches. And then he puts on this one song. I think it's called Can You Handle It?
Oh, boy.
And it's about, like, all about sex, a whole
clearly
song.
Clearly.
And it's like he literally just, like, freaking does a whole lap dance on this girl or something like that. And I've seen it at, like, multiple times. If you go to YouTube and just type that in, like, Usher giving a lap dance on stage, there's, like, I watched at least, like, 15 different videos.
Huh?
For research, for this show.
15.
Hey.
What? Okay. All right.
I'm going to expose myself right now.
Yeah, I'm just baiting out your scene, man. What's going on here? Oh, okay.
1,500 times.
Yeah.
I'm just playing.
Oh,
but yeah,
Jesus.
And it's a funny video.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, this is probably in bad taste, but R. Kelly actually did a similar thing at his show. Basically, he would go up to a girl in the audience. And to be clear, it was a 19-plus show, so she was of age. Would handle her towel. He'd say, wipe my nose. Would sing these notes. Wipe my lips. Wipe my nose. wipe my tongue. And he's like, keep on wiping it. And it will go low, 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 low to his, you know, crotch region.
Damn.
And he'd just be like, keep wiping. Now grab it. And then the music would play in the background. And then the crowd's going nuts. And then he would fake, like, if she grabbed it too hard, he'd be like, whoa. Oh.
Oh. This guy's an entertainer.
Yeah, I mean.
Terrible person.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely terrible person.
Don't
but
condone it.
An entertainer.
But his music. Terrible person. Oh, my terrible person. God. He had really good music, though. Like, back when, you know, we...
You taking one of his albums on this sunken ship? Or this dead island?
Would I take one of his albums?
I'm the world's greatest.
So. I was just listening to that the other day.
The world's greatest.
Oh, my God. It's actually a really good song, too. I don't know if I take one of his albums, though.
Carlos probably is not exposing himself.
And bro, listen, I'm literally on the shoebox. What's it called? The box. I'm here telling y'all I don't support his shit, man. All right, he's a horrible person, and he should be. And I'm glad he's in prison. You know, repenting for his crimes that he committed. But I'm just saying, y'all were fans too. Okay.
Hey.
We all need to be accountable. Let's all be held accountable, okay? Those songs meant something to somebody. It doesn't say zero subscribers on his YouTube. I checked. There's a few thousand of y'all that are still subscribed.
I would think he'd almost have, like, more than that.
Yeah, apparently.
But you think a lot of people, like, unsubscribed? Yeah.
But they definitely.
That makes sense.
They listen on the low. But, I mean, come on. Freaking Bump and Grind remix. I don't see nothing wrong.
So, what albums are you taking?
The three I'm taking?
Yeah. What albums are you taking?
Okay. Yeah, this is a toughie. This is a toughie. This is a toughie. This is a toughie. I'm going to say this counts because it's New Jack Swing, and New Jack Swing is, in fact, a mix of R&B.
Oh, yeah.
And
that counts.
Okay. 100%. So, Dangerous by Michael Jackson.
All right.
That's one.
Yeah. Huge. Go listen to that if you haven't listened to it in a long time.
It's a great album. What else? What's the album with Usher, You Make Me Wanna?
That's I think it's called You Make Me Wanna.
Yeah, right? Okay, yeah. Then I'll take that one too. And for my last one, I'm going to keep it pretty recent.
Pretty Ricky.
hey, Brad. Got to give me more credit than that.
The NSYNC's greatest hits.
damn. I didn't know they counted. But I'll say Miguel. What's the name of that album? His debut album. I'll take that one.
Sure Thing?
The same. Is that the name of the album? I don't know. I forget the name of the album. But the Sure Thing is on there.
Okay. Yeah. So I think it is like the red and blue album. Yes, I think it is Sure Thing. But I could have that wrong. If I do have it wrong, then please correct us.
I just want a quickie. You know that song, Quickie?
Oh, yeah.
Woof.
I think a lot of people don't like Miguel, though.
Why?
I just don't. I think, like, he's...
Does he have a bad habit of repeating his fucking lines over and over in a goddamn concert?
I went to his concert, man. Yeah. That was dope. How was that? Lot of fun. That was tons of fun that night.
I'm sure.
That was probably the most girls I've ever seen at a concert in my life.
Really?
Yeah. There had to be, like, a ratio of, like, 8 to 1 or 8 to 2.
Damn.
For 10.
Damn.
Yeah, it was crazy, man.
Holy shit. Absolutely nuts.
I remember just looking at, I went with my buddy Johnny, and I look back at him, and I'm like, Johnny, man.
There were tons of females here.
Are we supposed to be here?
Yeah, man. Are we at the right concert?
Show some toxic masculinity so people don't think I'm rainbow.
God damn. I don't know if I've seen that many women.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I don't know. I went to a Christmas market once. That was fine. Not that many females, though. That was crazy.
But,
I need to go to more R&B concerts, man. Holy shit.
I can agree with you on that one. So
I went to the Party Next Door. That was pretty solid, though.
Oh, yeah. Party Next Door, man. That's great. That guy's considered R&B.
His last album was actually really good. Have you listened to it?
No.
You need to check it out. It's really good.
He's from Mississauga.
Mississauga!
Good for him, man. Well, how long ago was the album?
3 years now?
3 years ago?
Yeah. 3-4 years now?
It's crazy because, like, there's certain aspects of, like, a lot of new artists that I find where they're not producing, I feel like, at the same rate that early, like, millennial artists did at the time. Like, I felt like Usher produced an album every, like, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, even, like, I remember Mario. Like, I was a huge fan of Mario.
Mm-hmm.
His first initial one, like, Just a Friend. And then he came out with, like, 2 or 3 albums within, like, 6 years.
But he cut the hair.
That's
when change. That shit done changed.
He cut the hair.
That one album was, what's the name of that song? I Can Hear Your Heart.
Crying Out For Me. Oof. Yeah, like he, and it's weird to see someone as big as Party Next Door at one point in time, like, and then just kind of fall off for a bit. But if his last album was dope. It's
pretty banging, man.
Definitely
pretty
go banging. Recommend listening
to
it.
Go check it out. Is there any female artists? Or, you know, is there any new school R&B that you listen to?
I can't say too many new. Yeah. I would like to say like a couple that were in the last couple of years that were big. Like Snow Allegra is a big one. She's absolutely stunning, great at what she does, and she's got one of those voices that's like just nuts. There's this other lady, I forget her name. I think it's something Sinad. She's from like the UK, but she's half Thai.
Half Thai.
Yeah, she's half Thai.
Oh, okay.
But she's an absolute killer.
Yeah.
Her voice is, like, ridiculous.
Meow.
But, no, I can't think of too many. Like, I don't know, like, The Weeknd, I guess. Would you consider The Weeknd an R&B artist?
I don't know. I think he's, well,
like,
yeah,
is he,
I
pop
guess
pop
so.
R&B, but,
he's
like,
pop R&B,
some of his R&B, like, the ones that maybe weren't his mainstream songs.
Was
like
the Mixtape Days?
Mixtape Days, yeah. Plus, like, I was listening to, my little brother loves this song. It's called Reminder.
Oh,
Starboy.
It's more like a hip, kind of
like a
hip hop,
but like
yeah.
I would consider it somewhat. Yeah. Or like Die For You.
No me.
What's that one song I was singing? Is like
Wanna try.
Yeah, so like
it don't matter.
I guess you can consider
even that's
that.
Like a great EP.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one. It's a good one. It's good. Okay. I got a recommendation for you. Coco Jones.
Coco Jones.
Mm. That's she's a new school. Okay. Yeah. She actually made a remix to one of her songs with the legendary Justin Timberlake.
Oh damn.
So
Coco Jones. Yeah,
check her out. And she's my celebrity crush.
It's a new celebrity crush. Mm-hmm. Oh.
She's hot.
Okay.
You know what? She's also plays Hillary in the Fresh Prince remake.
Oh shit. Mm. Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. I definitely gotta go check that out then.
Yeah. Check her out. She's hot. She could sing. She's getting attention. She's getting all that wave. So it's good. It's good stuff.
And maybe like Summer Walker as of a recent one. Summer Walker's a big name. Yeah, she's doing extremely well.
She's doing great.
I remember the first time I found one of her songs and I sent it to you and you were like, yeah, this is pretty dope.
No, it's pretty good.
And then she blew up like 2 years later.
Girls Need Love, I'm not going to lie. Oh, yeah. That's one of those few songs I have to make sure I don't turn up on Phil Max, you know. I'm going to walk around, I have to look both ways before I blast that song. But now, no shame. I'll blast in the goddamn whip for all I care.
So I got a question for you.
Shoot,
if
baby,
you
shoot.
Were to pick your like discography of all of the R&B that you happen to know, and you split it by female artists and then male artists. Which side are you picking to listen for the rest of your life?
That's a good question, and also very sexist.
I'm just saying, man. What are you picking? If you think about every single artist, all of the songs that, like, let's say Miguel did, Usher did.
Male.
And then you.
Male.
You come out and you go, you look at Monica, Brandy.
Male.
Maya.
Fuck them.
Really?
Fuck them all. Male. Because that's where it's at. Because that's where the heartbreak is. Which gender makes more heartbreaking tracks? Males.
Ashanti.
Come on, man. Fuck them. Yeah. Fuck them.
Sierra.
Dude, look at that. You look. Name all those people. Name all those people. Look at all those females you named. Ooh. They're hot as fuck. All right. They can always bounce back. Some of these dudes on my list, they ugly as shit. All they got is their voice. All right. They may never come back for this. So they got to sing out their pain and belt it out.
I get that.
Right. So that's why the male side is the great side. And then we also have, what's his name? Uncle Luke. I don't ever want to see you again. Woo! What a song. Bitch, I don't ever want to see you again.
People should go listen to that. That's actually a really great song.
But
go laugh
You know
at the
what?
Video.
It's one of those songs where it seems so beautiful, but it's so horrible. Okay. Like, if I could, I could play that song at my wedding and no one will say anything about it. 100%. I'm almost positive that would be the case.
You know what I do miss about that?
You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to sneak in that song at one point during my playlist. And I'm going to look around. And when I look at you, you know what's going on. I look at you and Sherwin. Y'all know what's going on. And then we'll see what happens. Yes,
that's
please,
definitely
go
a
ahead.
Tough one. Like, you got.
Oh, what are you picking?
You know what? I thought about this.
This is disappointing.
And I would 100% go the female side. And I can't even like, and I know my favorite R&B artist is Drew Hill, but if I had to pick one for the rest of my life to listen to and I couldn't listen to the other, it would definitely be the female.
Ugh.
All of those Monica tracks, all those Brandy tracks, Sierra, Ashanti, Maya, En Vogue, SWV, TLC, like all that. Like you can't.
You know you're missing out
I wouldn't
on
be able to do it.
This woman's work. You're missing
Maxwell?
Out on that.
Yeah.
You're missing out.
But then I got Aretha Franklin. Would you consider R&B?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would 100% go female to listen to for the rest of my life.
No, sorry.
I would love to hear what people think. That's a really good question.
You make me feel like a natural woman.
Sing it, Carlos.
Is that song sexist in today's age?
Woo.
Is that song like considered like...
I actually think I read something a couple months ago where they were playing that song and people were like offended by it or something like that.
I don't know. Okay.
We're not trying to deep dive into those issues today because it's an R&B episode, but let's just take that and throw it out.
Do what you will with that information. I'm sorry. I have to stick with the boys. All right? I'm sticking with the boys. All right? I got to stick with the boys because they know. They know heartbreak. You can relate, all right?
Ray J?
Oh, 100% Ray J.
One wish.
If I can, bro, no, he that is the pinnacle. Bro, dancing in the rain in that video? Hey. Your girls can't do that shit. There's no same effect. It's not cool. let me tell you something, man. Those females, all right, they're sexy enough as is. They don't need the voice on top of it, all right? Fuck them all, Brandy, with your fucking sensational voice and whatnot.
Hey.
All right? Shit. Fuck them. No. Shout out to all you boys. Boys to men, specifically, yeah. Because...
That's a tough one.
Y'all are boys. New edition. Two-thirds of City High. who else is out there? Man, y'all know who you are. Oh, Bobby Brown, the true king of R&B. He actually called himself that at his prime.
I think that a lot of people say that about themselves. Well, like, I remember I heard... Jack Keys said that.
Can you name me 5 songs from Jack Keys? No, you fucking can't.
I've only ever heard covers by him, mm-hmm. to be honest with you.
That's right. You want to know why? Because he doesn't know. What king covers other shit? Jack Keys, you ain't no king, sir.
But you Bobby at the time, I can give.
100%.
Like,
he was a monster.
Yeah, he was a monster.
He was a monster. There was no other R&B albums that were selling like a million in like the first month.
Yeah.
No one was doing numbers like him. And his shows were, the dude could move back in the day.
I don't think I've ever seen any of like
his shows. Oh, he can perform, man. He could perform.
Something I got to go look up.
Yeah, he's good. All right. We have like about 10 or so minutes left. Right. Let's make a track. So let's pick a topic that's not really discussed in R&B in today's age. What's a topic in R&B that, like, there's always the love songs, there's sex, there's, you know, breakups, you know, your average barbecue songs. What are topics in R&B? Uber Eats. Delivery.
Uber Eats, okay.
Delivery.
Okay,
delivery.
I like it. All right.
Are you going to sing backup?
I can try to do some lines and then you do 3 lines.
Sure.
We'll go
back and forth.
Okay, so I'll do 2 lines.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. We gotta start off with the talking, obviously.
Okay. So I'll start off with the talking.
Yeah.
Baby. You've never ordered this before. But hit up my line,
boom, boom.
And I'll deliver to you. I'll get you to eat, girl.
Boom, boom, boom.
Uberly. I just want to feed you my Uber Eats.
Ooh, boom. Baby, got some credit from the store. Mm. And I know you're fiending for more. Mm. I know I can get you something nice. Mm. Get you some sweet bites. Mm. And now I'm going to the phone now. Mm. And baby, what's that?
Mm.
Mickey D's on sale.
Mm.
And I get it better retail.
Mm.
Now get some delivery.
Mm.
These fucking fees are shitting me.
Mm.
These fucking prices killing me.
Mm.
Maybe we should switch delivery.
Mm.
Let's skip the dishes.
Mm.
Maybe not Uber Eats.
Mm.
Something's getting fucking ridiculous.
Mm.
Oh my God, my stomach's killing me. What we gonna eat tonight?
I don't wanna wait.
Cause tonight it ain't right. Something needs to be done. Gotta feed you some.
Ooh.
And tonight it's you and me.
Ooh.
Let them calories get to your booty. Ba-doom, boom, doom. Hey.
I can't even
Are you feeling some Chinese? Or maybe some Swiss Chalet?
What?
Are you feeling some Burger King? Ooh. Or maybe some... And that's it. That's all we got.
Hey, hey, that was actually great. Yeah. That was dope.
All right. That could be. And Jermaine Dupri, if you're watching, our contact info is on our Instagram.
blank416@gmail.com.
You know where to see it. You know where to send your contract. There it is.
Hey, that was huge.
Who's the greatest rapper? Who's the greatest rapper to go on an R&B track? Like when
Tory Lanez.
We're ending the show early, so folks. I'm so sorry. I lost for some reason. There's something just came over me where I lost all enthusiasm to do the rest of this episode. Jesus Christ.
Okay, wait. Give some honorable mentions of people we didn't talk about yet today.
Okay.
Because I know it's hard to fit everything into an hour. Yes.
There's so much R&B. All right. So I want to shout out to some R&B gods out there. Lauryn Hill. Well, I mean, mention Maxwell. Shit, the name is off. D'Angelo.
D'Angelo, that was definitely one we missed. Yeah, that's a huge name.
Yeah.
Go Jagged Edge.
Okay. Yes. Oh my God, Jagged Edge
is huge. Silk.
Yes.
I would even put in like Bruno Mars.
Did I say SWV?
Yeah, we talked about SWV. Bruno Mars. He's a good
R&B artist.
He's a
very
good artist.
Yeah.
Like you can't take that away from him.
Brent Faiyaz.
Huge.
I like him.
Huge.
I like him a lot.
The whole Sonder.
Mm-hmm. Sonder.
If you like that sort of deep, dark kind of R&B, like as of late, definitely go listen to that. That's a great sound.
SZA.
Oh, huge.
SZA's good. Yeah, SZA. She's great.
Huge.
Do you have any track recommendations for R&B? Deep cuts. Not popular ones that people may know. Deep cut R&B.
I don't got my phone on me, man. I don't know where my phone is, but...
Just name some off the top of your head. It doesn't have to be a big list. Or maybe one deep cut.
You know who I would like to say? Leon Bridges.
Hmm.
Leon Bridges, he's a very interesting artist that I feel like people... Give him a little bit more pop, but... He's done some great R&B, and I would think that if you want to go look it up, and this is actually pretty wild, he does this one live show in like Tennessee or something like that because he's from the South, and it's him and Luke Combs. And if you know who Luke Combs is, Luke Combs is actually a country singer.
Not pass.
But
fuck it.
But
so my what?
The song is called Beyond. It's a great, great... The way that they portray it is absolutely stunning. So definitely go listen to that. It's actually dope. Beyond Leon Bridges and Luke Combs in live. Hit that up. That's my deep cut. So who are you going with? What is your recommendation? For our audio listeners, Carlos is not... He's not having this right now.
I'm not amused right now. What's that one song written by Sonder? That one girl, I forget. You know, remind me to forget.
Amber something. I think her name is.
Just yet.
Yeah, that's a huge.
That's a big song.
I forget. I forget. It's Amber something.
Okay. Is it Amber something?
All right.
Remind me to forget. Make Love by Brent Faiyaz is a good one.
Yeah.
Huge. Deep cut R&B, huh? Let's see. What's that one song by SWV? Hold on. Shit! Sorry.
Carl's
sorry.
Not prepared for
oh
this.
Oh my God. it's this one song. Yeah, is it a deep cut though?
You know what's
When This Feeling.
By who?
SWV.
Oh, okay.
When This Feeling is a good song by the SWV. Yeah. Girl, you know, I'll Always Love You by Barry White. That's also a good one.
You know what else I'm going to go? Tyrese.
Woo!
Tyrese. Genuine, yeah, we
for
didn't mention.
All you young kids who think that that Tyrese was just an actor in the Fast and Furious movies, he is a well-accomplished R&B singer.
Jamie Foxx, we forgot to say.
Genuine.
Jamie Foxx, Genuine, Tank. some legends, some absolute. Trey Songz, we didn't say Trey Songz. Oh, Manny would have been pissed.
Yeah, but we said it last minute. He's probably still going to be pissed. But
just so many different Trigger legends. Trey. Yeah, so many different legends.
But apparently he might be doing hard time, Trigger Trey.
Oh, so, for assault? I saw that one video.
So you knew he did thing, and you still mentioned him, huh? All right, fascinating. All right, interesting.
Go look that up, actually. Yeah. It's a very he's at, like, some college, like, football game, and then I think somebody spills a drink on him, and he turns around and then just, like, throws this huge punch. I remember. I think he got arrested
that
night,
That's why you
too.
Don't fuck with Trigger Trey. Lesson learned,
guys. Yeah, his name's Trigger.
It's Trigger. It's in his name, guys. What the hell are you thinking? And a big shout-out to the greatest R&B singer of all time, in my humble opinion. You can argue all you want. YouTube's KSI.
What?
All right. On that note, thank you all for joining us this week. Tune in next week on episode 113. We don't know what we're going to talk about yet. We never know what we're going to talk about, but we always keep it interesting. We made it 113 episodes, and you guys are still listening for some
That's wild,
reason.
Man.
But thank you all for tuning in. Tune in next week. On that note, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank. It's Blank with Carlos and baby. Ryan, baby. And don't y'all forget... Fill it in, baby girl. Fill it in. Jeez.
Goddamn.
Golly.
Peace, everybody.
Peace.